It's been several years now that the plastic problem is not in the middle of the discussion. I mean, it's kind of a forgotten side, which is not a good thing, definitely. But if we're talking about the public, the people, the consumers, the people who make a change in the world, which is this is the consumers. That's what eventually they do the evolution, the revolution. I can say that I can say two things. First of all, end consumers totally understand what compostable packaging is and are looking for compostable packages. All surveys, not by TIPA, but by other companies, show that there is a huge demand for compostable packaging. Consumers are seeking for companies who do not use conventional plastic, and definitely compostable packaging is the solution for them.
Daphna Nissenbaum, welcome to 20 Minute Leaders. Thank you so much for joining me today. How are you?
Good, good. And thank you for having me today.
Thank you so much for joining me. I'm really excited to speak with you about a world that I care a lot about. I don't know nearly enough about. And that's exactly why I'm doing this show. So I'm excited to be inspired by a whole new and important world out there. Talking about your journey as an entrepreneur, founding TIPA, a multinational company in the sustainability space, clean tech with composable packaging. Really excited to even unpack what that means, no pun intended, to unpack it. Just thought of that now. You know, packaging is all around us, obviously. So even before we get to talk about your journey as an entrepreneur to founding TIPA, tell me a little bit about what's happening in the world of packaging, manufacturing. What's happening here?
Okay, so first of all, you're right. It's a huge industry. We're talking about more than $100 billion annually that goes into packaging. Yeah, it's a huge industry. The industry is divided between food and non-food. I mean, there are a few sectors that use packaging, but food is definitely the majority of the usage. So around 2/3 of all packaging goes into the food industry. It's a huge industry that uses a lot of packaging. And if we focus on the food industry, so in general, the food industry is divided to two. There are more rigid packages like bottles, okay? Like bottles, like jars, stuff like that. And then there's flexible packaging. So flexible packaging are all those soft packages. Just imagine granola bars wrap or a potato chips bag, et cetera, et cetera. Fresh produce, bread. So all those are flexible packaging. So this is the market. It's a huge market. It's a market that actually it's diverse globally. So everywhere we go, there's food manufacturing. I mean, there's packaging manufacturing infrastructure. And it's definitely a subject or a challenge that we have to face in order to live in a better world in a few years' time.
What impact does packaging have on the future, our world? How big of an impact does it have?
Huge, because currently the majority of the packages are made from conventional plastic, and there are studies who show that conventional plastic package can last for hundreds of years. So it doesn't really matter to me if it's 400 or 600 or 1,000 of years, but those are the numbers that are mentioned. So today we can say that every piece of plastic that was ever manufactured is still someplace around us, unless it was incinerated, which is not a solution anyway. But plastic is here to stay. So it's an easy material to use, it's cheap, et cetera, et cetera, but it lasts forever. And because it lasts forever, that's the reason that we see so much plastic everywhere, in the oceans, in open yards, in the water that we drink. Microplastic is everywhere. Microplastic is everywhere. It's in our food, it's in our water, it's in the air. And as long as we continue to use plastic, like there's no tomorrow, literally, we'll have this problem just raising and growing, and there are alternatives.
Okay, so now going back a little bit to your own journey, You know, tell me a little bit about your upbringing. How has your life led you to be passionate and excited about helping tackle this issue of plastic or packaging to something more sustainable?
So my background is not plastic. It's not even materials engineering. It's actually software. So I'm by education, I'm a software engineer. Started in serving in the Israeli Navy, and then did a few career changes throughout my life. But around 12 years ago, I had kind of a discussion with my children around what happens to the plastic bottles that they take to school. And I went out jogging, and I thought to myself that there must be a different way to use packaging or an alternative to plastic packaging. I knew about the problem that plastic is a material that lasts forever. And the first thing that came to my mind, and I thought to myself, what would be the solution? The most intuitive solution for us to use packaging. And the first thing that came to my mind was an apple. Because when we eat an apple and we throw the residuals into the waste bin, it just disintegrates and biodegrades by itself, right? So just imagine an orange peel. So if you put the orange peel in a bin, the best way to put it, to discard it, is into a compost bin. But let's say even if it goes to a regular bin, it breaks down to small parts and then turns into soil, into compost. And the idea was to emulate nature. To invent a package that actually does the same. So we use the package as a package, and it needs to be as good as conventional plastic. But once we finished using it and we discard it into the organic waste bin, in turn, it turns into a soil within a very short period of time, which is up to 6 months. So just imagine that all the packages that we use today that last forever can turn into a new resource, a very important resource, which is compost. Compost is a fertilizer. And that's actually the circular economy approach. So nature created this circular economy approach. So there's an orange, and the orange peel turns into compost, and the compost grows the next tree that grows the next oranges. So that's the circular economy approach in nature, and we do the same. We source, we work with compostable raw materials. We pack food, the package goes into the organic waste stream, turns into compost, fertilizer, and then goes again into the system.
Okay. So a few quick questions on that. So 6 months, is that by design from a commercial standpoint, or is that why the decision for 6 months as a threshold for the composable nature of the bag?
Now, 6 months, that's the regulation. So the regulation says that the material can be declared as compostable as long as it fully disintegrates, so breaks down into small parts, and then those small parts are consumed by bacteria, eaten by bacteria. Only then you can claim that we can claim that the material is compostable. So that's the regulation. It doesn't take 6 months. Sometimes it really takes much faster for the material to decompose. But let me clear this point. It's not the shelf life. So the shelf, it doesn't happen on the shelf. So the package can be on the shelf for a longer time, much longer time, as much as conventional plastic. But once it goes into the organic waste bin, then there's a trigger for the process to start, and then the material breaks down into very, very, very small parts. Those small parts are eaten by bacteria. The bacteria create the compost, and that's it, vanished.
Okay, great. That's an important distinction. And so tell me about the founding of TIPA. So you're going for the jog, you're inspired by the conversation with your kids, you're looking for a better solution. How does this now lead to the forming of a company that does this in the physical world? And I'm looking through the success stories of TIPA and the different things you're doing with your packaging. I mean, this is just awesome. And how does this whole company get started?
Good question. So I have this, I had this ambition to do something by myself, to invent, to really make a change in this world. and started to walk in this path, which I had no clue where I'm going to. Because as I said, I'm a software engineer, not a plastic engineer. But what I it seems to me like the world needs that. So started working with the engineers to develop the material, to develop the solution. At the same time, raised money. And if I do kind of fast forward, so in the first few years we developed the technology. At around 2018, we started launching the technology in the markets to test it, like first generation. The first generation was emulating polyethylene. Polyethylene is one of the materials that conventional plastic uses. So, and we started that in 2018. We started mainly working in Europe. And testing the material on several types of products like fresh produce, bread, snacks, etc., working on the next generations, which were then launched few years after. And today we're active in Australia and Europe and in North America. We fully manufacture on the ground in North America in the last year. We started during 23, same with Australia. So the first market was the European one, but then we extended to North America and Australia in the recent year. And we have success stories. We have products in the market, many products in the market, been growing and mainly through customers who believe in compostables and through partners who believe in compostables.
How have you experienced the market over the last several years? Obviously, a big movement, a big awareness. My father just came back from COP28. I don't know. There's a lot of conversation about what's happening. How have you experienced the trends in the, not in the, you know, big leaders talking about climate change, but in the on the field, on the ground, the commercial people that need to spend the money?
Yeah. By the way, on COP28, it's been several years now that the plastic problem is not in the middle of the discussion. I mean, it's kind of a forgotten side, which is not a good thing, definitely. But if we're talking about the public, the people, the consumers, the people who make a change in the world, which is this is the consumers, that's what and eventually they do the evolution, the revolution. I can say two things. First of all, end consumers totally understand what compostable packaging is and are looking for compostable packages. All surveys, not by TIPA, but by other companies, show that there is a huge demand for compostable packaging. Consumers are seeking for companies who do not use conventional plastic, and definitely compostable packaging is the solution for them. On the other hand, there are governments who ignore, and there's a huge fight coming from companies who manufacture conventional plastic, which are giants. But definitely the spirit in the market is that there is a need for compostable packaging. We see a huge shift in the North American market in the last 2 years, I would say, towards compostables. Really, very, very impressive, and giving hope. We do see new steps done in Australia. And consumers and brands moving towards compostables. Europe is going back and forth for several reasons, although they were the first market to start with, but there are a few winds blowing there that the change in several cases, the spirit in the market. But overall, you know, what we believe, what I believe as a person, is that the good things win eventually and the truth wins eventually. So if this is a solution that actually solves this problem, eventually it will be widely used as should be.
Are there clear early adopters in the space that you observe? You know, different types of organizations or verticals that are more likely to pursue composable packaging rather than plastic as early adopters?
Yeah, yes. So there's the companies who are more do like healthy food. Those are the ones who are looking to use the right packaging and not use plastic. Those are types of the early adopters. Plus, eventually, it's kind of the CEO spirit or the manager spirit or the owner spirit. So if the owner is a true believer, then we have a very good partner to work with. And there are companies who were exposed to the option and walked all this way towards compostable. So there's different types of early adopters, but it's mainly food and fashion, by the way, fashion as well. We have a few very impressive fashion companies who use compostable bags instead of conventional plastic. And within the food industry, it's the people who believe in it and people who are in the space of healthy food, etc. In the last year, we see the bigger companies coming in, like the bigger players. And this is very encouraging, like steps taken by international players, which is very promising as well.
If I have to ask you to imagine 2 to 3 years down the line on TIPA's journey, you know, your vision, where we're headed, where do you see the world and TIPA?
So I see the world adopting more and more alternative solutions. One of them is the compostable solution, mainly in flexible packaging. That's what we do. And there's a reason for that, but I see mainly growth there. I see more and more, as we already see today, alternative materials playing a significant role in different types of packages. And I think there will be a few solutions leaving one side to the other. There's no one solution that can actually provide, can be an alternative to the whole usage of packaging. And definitely I see a significant growth for TIPA. So we already have footprint in 3 continents. We'll continue to grow there. We'll have more partners we work by. I mean, we expand our solutions by partnerships. So so this is we'll see more and more partners coming in, and definitely a significant growth.
Incredible. And if you have to look at beyond that in the world beyond TIPA, from a consumer standpoint, how do you expect consumers to shift or consumer behavior to shift over the next few years? Do you think that this will be more at the forefront of people's perception, the same, less? There's obviously a lot of things happening around the world. Where is plastic and sustainable packaging? How is that going to be compartmentalized, do you think, in the narrative of the day-to-day conversations?
So today it's already in the conversations of the narrative of conversations for with end consumers. We see more in the younger generations, but I think it will expand to older generations. Once we'll see more and more packages in the market, it will become kind of a common practice or common usage or the common solution for packing food in the right way. And I think that consumers play a very important role, because what we see is consumers that tend to buy products that are packed in the right way. And that actually will push brands to take steps into the right way, which is reducing usage of plastic. And as I said earlier, in my eyes, and not only in my eyes, in history, revolutions made by end consumers, by the public. And in this case, the public is the end consumers.
Love it. Daphna, thank you so much. Best
thank
of luck
you.
With PIPA. This was great and inspiring. Appreciate
thank
the time. Thank you so much for everything. Best of luck with everything that you're doing. Best of luck on this mission.
Same to you. Thank you very much. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you so much.